I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the North Korean Human Rights Reauthorization Act of 2023 just last month. It would renew a 2004 bill calling for North Korea to address grave abuses of its citizens. It's a symbolic gesture to show that the U.S. is watching, says Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He explains that Christians are considered a threat to the North Korean regime because of a core government concept.
They call it the philosophy of Juche, or self-reliance. But it is built on the idea that members of the Kim family are divine beings. Christianity is treason, because if you say that Jesus is Lord, if you pray to Jesus, then you're saying Kim Il-sung is not Lord.
Yet the gospel is spreading in North Korea. Pray that leaders encounter Christ and radically change the nation. And it's the season of Advent. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says it's time for Christians to share the hope we have in Christ. That sharing can take many forms.
Through media, through conversations, through giving, through prayer.
For people in many countries around the world, there is no significance to Christmas.
There's no purpose behind this season for them. In many cases, there's no markers, no lights, no decorations, things like that. And that's illegal. And they don't understand the light of the world.
Wherever we live, Christians can point the world around us to the source of Advent's themes: hope, peace, joy, and love. In the midst of our Advent meditations this year, let's remind our dark world that light has come. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.